of the hour. Good morning. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. Now, climate change has been experienced differently in most parts of the world. In South Sudan, heavy rainfall has resulted into stagnant water around various communities and posing a health hazard to the locals. And on this year's World Environment Day, we would like to explore this matter and find out how people are surviving, especially in the outskirts of the country. Well, AFIA WASH and USAID-funded program interacts with the community on increasing uptake of key hygienic behaviors to improve health and household resilience. I'm joined by the Chief of Party, Dennis Daniel Mwanza. Good morning, and thank you for making time to speak to us today.
Thank you so much, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Now, it's World Environment Day, and sanitation is a major component of your program. How would you describe the levels of sanitation in our community, considering that we are in a rainy season?
First and foremost, I want to appreciate the opportunity that you've given to me and, of course, to USAID AFIA WASH. Mm-hmm. As you rightly mentioned, AFIA WASH is a USAID-funded program aimed at improving the lives of the people in terms of water, but most importantly, sanitation. Mm. Yeah, as you rightly mentioned, first and foremost, you know that South Sudan, the kind of flooding that we have is very different from the flooding that we hear from other places, but all a result of climate change. Mm. And what a day, today, World Environment Day, when we can really look at how and what kind of actions we have. Unfortunately, because of the topography that we have of this country, where quite a lot of areas are quite flat, so when it rains, water stays stagnant. And that is a source of a lot of things, and one of them is poor sanitation.
Mm. Yeah. Well, like you said, our flood is quite different from the rest. So most parts of South Sudan are prone to floods, which creates stagnant water, eventually becoming a breeding ground for various diseases. So how are you helping the local people achieve resilience in such situations?
So firstly, what we've done is to do what we call baseline assessments, to check what is the actual situation on the ground. We hear a lot about the fact that there's flooding and then, of course, stagnant waters and so on. Now, the unfortunate thing is that we have no infrastructure even for things like latrines. Now, it's already bad enough just to have stagnant waters causing things like malaria and so on. But then without a latrine or a toilet, if I can call it that way, it means where do people go to? They go to basically to defecate in the open and in the water. Mm-hmm. And that is even worse now because it means more pollution. Mm. I know that today the theme is more on plastic pollution, but now you can imagine the pollution from human waste, from feces. Mm. That's more veins or ways of causing diseases. Mm. What AFIA WASH, USAID AFIA WASH is doing is to work with the communities to try and help them understand that they need to improve their situation by putting in place appropriate latrines. Now, as I've stated before, the situation we have in this country is that the baseline assessment we did in Uro, Duke and Pibo recently, actually just over the last 2 months, more than 98%, so it's almost 100% of people basically just defecate in the open.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I mean, this kind of situation certainly, with the flooding, just worsens the situation.
Wow, 98% is a staggering number.
Of course.
Wow. And in your line of work, how many communities have you helped realize that open defecation is an issue, and how many have been able to build latrines?
So during the last, I don't have the actual figures on me, but I know that more than 67 communities were helped during this last few months. Mm. And the target really is to go, as many as possible. But the interesting thing was that I think we had more than 700 latrines constructed by communities. Now, we actually do not even give money. We do not give materials. We just help the communities to understand the need to build a latrine. We use a technique known as community-led total sanitation. Mm. Now, this is a social behavior change approach, right, where the communities goes through themselves. We go through with the community to help them understand what the impact, the negative impact of defecating in the open, and with them now convince them that really they need to build a latrine. And they use their own resources, you know. So ours is basically a campaign to help the communities understand, and therefore they build their own latrine.
Right.
We do have what we call demonstration latrines. Now these are basically for the vulnerable in the community that we build for, and it is meant to help the people know how to build a latrine,
right,
you know, using their local materials.
Right. Yeah. And basing on your interactions with the community, how come they had embraced open defecation?
Well, I mean, it's some people have said it's a cultural thing, but I believe it may not necessarily be so, but it has been like that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think maybe we have not been doing as much to change the narrative, but now is the time, and government through different partners are working together to try and change the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a deliberate effort to embrace open defecation. It's a practice which has been there, but which has to be stopped, because otherwise we'll continue having the negative impacts of more diseases coming in, diarrheal diseases, issues of even stunting, you know, kids not growing as well, or because of, getting in food, for example, that is contaminated with fecal waste.
Right.
Yeah.
So which areas are you operating in, and what are some of the projects you are implementing?
So we're working in basically 8 counties at the moment: Kapueta North and Budi in Eastern Equatoria, Wawanju River in Western Balgaza, and then we have in Jonglei, we have 3 counties, that's Uro, Duk, and Akobo, and then, of course, in Greater Pibor Administrative Area, we have people. We have 3 major areas. One is water infrastructure and management and so on. The second one is on sanitation, which I've just been talking about, which is the big issue for us. And then social behavior change. And gender also is another one. You know, we just came out of the Menstrual Hygiene Management Day on the 28th of May. So all these are things that we're trying to do to see how can we improve the lives of the people in South Sudan, especially in these areas where we are working in.
Right.
And again, thanks to the support from USAID, from the American people, in providing this this support. Yeah.
Well, Mwanza, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. So as we commemorate World Environment Day, what is the best way to keep our environment clean?
Well, you know, as I say, environment is about you and yourself. All of us should take responsibility. Much as I may talk about sanitation, about all these programs that we have, we need to know that our actions have an impact and effect on the environment. So let us all work together to not only commemorate today, but forever.
Let it become a lifestyle.
That's the thing.
Well, Dennis, Daniel Mwanza, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.